Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Welcome back to All of It. I'm Rebecca Ibarra, filling in for Allison Stewart. And anyone who has visited the East Village's Orpheum Theater in the last 25 or so years should recognize that sound and be able to picture the garbage cans and acrobatic percussionists who make it as part of the long-running show Stomp. That is, unless you tried to visit after early 2020 when, you know, like the rest of the art world, Stomp was forced to shut down during the pandemic. But as of last night, that has changed. Yesterday, Stomp became one of the first off-Broadway shows to restart performances and reopen to audiences. Since moving into the East Village in 1994, Stomp has become a major New York City institution. In 2019, Mayor de Blasio declared February 27th Stomp Day in honor of its 25th anniversary. Started in the UK by a couple of buskers from Brighton, Stomp has also been a global phenomenon, though world tour plans are still on hold for now. But Americans outside New York will be able to catch the North American Touring Company, which will be up and running across the country starting next month. Luke Creswell, co-founder of Stomp, joins me now to talk about the reopening. Luke, welcome back to All of It.
Hey, good to be here. Fantastic to be in New York again.
So you're now one night in. It actually happened. Stomp is back.
Yeah.
How does it feel? How are you feeling?
It was fantastic. It was great. It was great for the cast to get. I mean, we've been working with the cast for the full week, 8 days before, and that was fantastic. Just getting everyone back on stage and getting the energy back and just that being able to perform together was just wonderful. And then we were all a bit nervous, you know, I'm really quite sure how the audience would anyone turn up, how would they respond? But it was fantastic. It was absolutely brilliant. It was a real buzz, a real energy, and just a real sense of enjoying communication, you know, and getting away from Zoom. It was great.
So yesterday's opening makes Stomp one of the first off-Broadway shows to reopen, and it comes way before Broadway's plan to reopen after Labor Day. So what went into the decision to reopen now?
I think we always wanted to reopen when we felt we could and when we thought it was safe. And I think at the moment, producers feel that they can manage that. And it is so, and it just felt like at the right time to start performing. And I don't think anyone knows really what's going on or how things shape up with the pandemic. So we can, it just felt at the moment the right time to try and open and see if this works. And from the reaction of the audience last night, that was justified. And, you know, obviously it's something every theatre is going to have to monitor the situation as it goes forward, and we will do. But it was just great. It was great to get an audience and to be have a cast working in front of them again.
Last time you came on this show in 2019, Stomp was celebrating 25 years in New York. Now, last year, of course, you had to close during the pandemic, as we've been saying. So this is sort of a technical question, but are you thinking of this as year 26 or year 27?
It hasn't actually honestly crossed my mind. We were just so happy to open the show again and get going. So we'd have to say it was a year out, wouldn't we? We'd have to say that's a 26, I assume. But you know, look, we're blessed to be here and to be working in New York again. It's a fantastic city. And, you know, I think New York needs theatre. It needs live audiences and the performers need live audiences. And I think everyone, artists, and everyone's done really well during the pandemic. I know our lot, we've been creative and tried to do things. But, you know, there's nothing better than being on a stage performing or watching things live on a stage. It's a wonderful feeling.
And more broadly, does this feel kind of like a restart for Stomp or just like a continuation, you know, just a return to form?
I think it's just a return. We were really having a good time in 2019. We celebrated 25 years. We put new material into the show. We had a great cast and it was feeling lovely. You know, it was feeling as bright and young as ever. And then, of course, the horrible pandemic took over. So we're just happy to get back to where we were, really, trying to make those, you know, connections again and keep going. It's not something that needed a restart necessarily. It just needed to get back to where we were.
And have you been hearing things from audiences? I mean, obviously it's just one performance, but from ticket buyers or, I don't know, chatter online, what has that response been like?
The response, I mean, literally the first night was last night, but the response was fantastic, you know, the standing ovation, everyone cheering and clapping and, and yeah, it was, I think people were relieved. I mean, we were relieved as a cast just to get the show done and for it to work. And the audience, I think, were relieved to actually enjoy the evening and have a great night out. And it couldn't have gone better, to be honest with you. There wasn't really any problems in that sense. You know, I'm sure there might be in the future of you know, depending how things develop with the pandemic. But it was great last night.
So when it was clear the pandemic was not going away anytime soon, a lot of arts institutions were faced with the choice between pivoting to, you know, all online or basically going into hibernation. I mean, I want to play a little bit from an Instagram page from Stomp, because there's one post from during the pandemic that shows all the performers in Zoom style windows playing along with each other on their tables at home. It's so great. Let's play a little bit of it. So I urge listeners to go to the Instagram page for Stomp, because it's just like really cool visually. But, you know, this was great. But really, you know, you went into hibernation. How did you think about that choice for Stomp?
Again, I think it was like something hibernation. I mean, the show itself had to go in hibernation. It had to close. I mean, we couldn't perform. We couldn't be open. We have performers all over the world. We did some Zoom things and some things playing around like that one, which was great. So we had someone in New York playing with someone in London, playing with someone in Ireland, playing with someone in Switzerland. And that was that way of putting that together. And I think everyone just got busy doing their own things. As an artist, I made some short films and did some other writing, some other thinking, and waiting for the time to come back together to put Stomp on. Because, again, Stomp is something that needs an audience. It's, that's what it craves. You know, that's what it needs.
So you held auditions for the cast at the end of last month, and I read that 8 cast members were returning and you were filling around 6 open spots. So how does that compare to previous years? Like, you know, was it a clearer slate than you'd usually start the season with? How did that work out?
It's often quite so. What often happens is, I mean, New York runs all year round, and then we have a tour, American tour, that runs for sort of half the year. And what often happens is some of the New York performers, after working in New York for a couple of years, want to go on tour. So those are the positions that become open. And then we put new people to mix with the older performers, and then they stay for a year or so. And then some of them would go on tour. So it's like a revolving door. And we were just at that because they want the tour to go out in August. It was a case of bringing some new people in now. And again, it was great doing auditions. I mean, we had a couple of hundred people turn up, and even though and we do like a workshop where they all get up on stage and perform and work with us, but even though most of them didn't get through, the joy of just being able to get up and do something, you know, and learn something and work on stage was great. It was infectious. So I think it's been very much more uplifting than I thought it would be, this whole process of putting it back together. It's been a real joy watching people, you know, reconnect and share ideas. It's been great.
So you said around 100. How does that compare to previous years, you know, pre-pandemic? Did the turnout change or?
Turnout was slight. Yeah. I mean, I think pre-pandemic, we might have 250, something like that. And this time we had about 160, 180, 170. But I was surprised at that, to be honest, because I wasn't sure how many, you know, lots of people weren't necessarily in New York, you know, and a lot of people did fly in, which surprised me as well, because traveling is not easy. So it was actually very good. It was far, far better than I thought it would be. And some really good people turned up who worked really hard. It was great.
Gothamist reported on the audition last month, and they had a quote from one dancer. It was their first audition during COVID. And they said, quote, "It's hard to dance in your living room for a year and a half, but we did it." Yeah. And of course, you know, that's true for so many performing artists, and they've had to be working and practicing mostly at home this year. Is that something that you've heard from people who auditioned or other cast members, Luke?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we're slightly different with Stomp because it's not sort of, we're not in that one world of dance, as it were. It's not one world. It's all different forms of dance, of course. But Stomp is very much moving how you want to move yourself. And it's, So, and it attracts different people, from musicians to performers to some dancers to clowns. So it's a real mixed mess of people. And I think the overall feeling was that everybody had just been stuck at home trying to do their ideas or trying to reach an audience through social media or through, you know, Zoom chats, or, and how great it was, again, just to be with real people and get real feedback, and contact. I think that's what, you know, that's what we crave as artists. I think you want to perform to people. You want to get feedback on, are the ideas good or are they bad?
And Luke, did any kind of art get you through, you know, that time of being stuck at home with the pandemic?
I the first half of the pandemic in the UK, I was sort of quite enjoying it in one sense, because I stopped touring. I've been touring constantly around the world. So I was at home for like a good 6 months, and I could sit and play some piano and do some drumming and then do a lot of writing. And then in the second half of the pandemic, I was making some short films, which I could make with very few people and do some totally different ideas. And so actually it was quite productive, but again, the same feeling starts to draw, which is that, where's this going? You know, I can't keep just doing stuff that's just for me or just for online audiences. You really start to crave just performing and you know, experimenting, and it's just a joy to be on stage.
How much, if at all, has COVID changed the choreography and other onstage elements of the show?
Nothing. For us, it hasn't changed anything. The show is as we left it. No, we haven't changed it for that. I don't think we've had to change it for that.
And has anything had to change behind the scenes? You know, either the number of workers or crew members?
I think crew numbers have changed a little, and obviously masks and certain props have to be changed out and cleaned and different things like that. But we've worked really hard to try and keep the show as true as it can be. And last night felt great watching it. It felt as if it hadn't gone away. It felt great.
And then if I am an audience member returning to the show, should I expect anything a little bit different as an audience member? Tell our listeners in case they, you know, they're planning their return.
Yeah. I think it's really, it's the same as most theaters, is having a vaccination required. And if children are under 12, they need proof of a COVID test to say that it's negative. I think that's the main thing. And, you know, it was, some people are wearing masks, some aren't. That's optional for them. That's what I was uneasy about. That's what I was nervous about, was how would that work? Would people be happy to sit next to someone? Would there be someone saying, I need to move? And it wasn't. It was actually a great, everyone there. You know, it took longer to open. It was a bit, you know, the wait to get the curtain up was a bit longer because of people seating in different places or trying to put some people in separation. But everybody was so understanding and so wanting the show to come on. So it was great. It was like I keep saying, but it was such a positive experience.
And in the 3 seconds we have left, so according to the official Stomp website, the North American tour starts next month, but there's still no information about any world tour plans. Any updates on that, Luke?
No. At the moment, it's really hard. I mean, I think it's easier in America because you're such a big country that you can tour within America. I mean, just for me, getting into America was really difficult. And I think traveling, just going from England to France is difficult, never mind traveling all around the world at the moment. I think until the quarantines are sorted out and travel bans are lifted in certain countries, it's really hard to tour. But, you know, hopefully that will change. Hopefully things will get better. But I think it'll be next year. I'd be surprised if anything happens this year in that sense.
I've been speaking to Stomp co-founder and percussionist Luke Creswell. Luke, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
And I'm Rebecca Ibarra, and I've been filling in for Allison Stewart. This is All of It.